Welcome, everyone. On today's Payments Journal podcast, we're talking about the core fundamentals of a modern payments back office. As you know, the payments industry has experienced more change within the past decade than it has in the previous 40 years. The number of payment options for consumers is growing at an explosive rate, and the adoption of real-time payments is soaring. There's no question that this is an exciting time for the payments industry, but as payment processing requirements become increasingly complex, financial services companies are facing some tough challenges, especially in the back office. That's why it's my pleasure to have Mike Meeks and John Pataski from BHMI and Albert Bodine from Javelin Strategy and Research on today's podcast. The team at BHMI has helped many financial services companies modernize their payments back office, and Javelin has a proven reputation for providing strategic research in the payments industry. Before we get started, Mike, John, and Albert, can you introduce yourselves and explain your role at your respective companies?
Sure, Rima. I'll go first. My name is Michael Meeks. I've been a partner at BHMI since 1987. I'm the company's chief technical officer, and I'm responsible for setting the technical direction and software development strategies for BHMI.
Rima, thank you for having me. I'm John Pataski, and I currently serve as the director of software engineering at BHMI. In my current role, my primary responsibility is to oversee the strategic direction and execution of our software development efforts. In particular, I'm involved in our Concourse product. I have been involved in the back office systems for over 20 years.
Hi, Rima. Albert Bodine. And I run the commercial and enterprise payments practice for Javelin. Much of my research and writing these days is focused on AR, AP automation, instant payments, cross-border, and B2B payables. So I'm glad to be here today.
Great to have you all with us. To set the stage for this discussion, Mike, can you explain what we mean by the payments back office?
Sure. So when a payment is made, it flows through a front-end system for authorization. And at that point, the back office takes over and it performs a number of key functions. It settles the transactions among the financial entities involved. It reconciles the transactions that we receive from various sources, such as front ends and network clearing files. We charge the appropriate fees, handle transaction disputes, and support transaction research. And also, the back end is where real-time financial positions can be viewed.
Thanks, Mike. That's very helpful. Albert, this next question is for you. As I mentioned, the payments industry is currently undergoing rapid change, and it's being faced with new customer expectations, financial services companies under a lot of pressure to transform their payment operations. In response to the situation, we saw many organizations quickly upgrade their front-end client interfaces, but they've been a bit slower to upgrade outdated back-office systems. Based on Javelin's research, why should organizations prioritize the modernization of their payments back-office?
Well, it's all about the elimination of friction. And, you know, that means improvements in efficiency, accuracy, cost savings, and a variety of other things. And this really started to happen during the pandemic. Whereas prior to the pandemic, we saw a lot of focus on UX, UI. We started to see more focus on back office systems. So again, so we were only really addressing half of the equation, you know, and as we started to get into the pandemic, there was more focus on back office. So now we're really seeing efficiencies throughout the ecosystem, but it really boils down to eliminating friction in the entire APAR ecosystem.
Thanks, Albert. John, that leads me to my next question. In your opinion, what's the key driving force behind back office modernization?
Thanks, Rima. For sure, you know, executives are assessing the risks within the organization right now, and they know that their legacy systems that were built decades ago are just not capable of meeting their payment demands for today. You know, we're fortunate to kind of be sitting here today taking a look at these historical systems, and hindsight is 2020. But if you step back 30 years ago, when we were moving from cash to digital payments and cards, it was a whole different ecosystem that was being evolved at that time. And, you know, those systems were somewhat written with an isolated perspective, with minimal requirements at the time, and they were pieced together over the years, and those systems still have a lot of gaps that require manual processes to be in place. You know, I don't think as these systems were being built 30 years ago that anybody could have projected that we'd have the transaction volumes that we do today. There was no really expectation for real-time processing or decision-making. Everything was batch. And, you know, the need to support non-card-based transactions wasn't even a thought in anybody's mind at that time. So as these historical card-based systems were written, you know, they all supported ISO 8583. The new standard is ISO 20022. It's making it very hard for them to adapt and put the new requirements into their systems. we have to talk a little bit about the legacy of the back office staff. It's no surprise that the systems that were written over 30 years ago, that the workforce that was involved with those is aging and retiring. And a lot of the folks in those systems that built those systems, they're taking a lot of the historical knowledge with them. So, you know, if the requirements were well written and the functional specs were well documented, it's something that those companies can adapt to. But as those staff leave, it's hard to build new infrastructure on top of those aging systems.
And John, you bring up a really good point about 20022 and, you know, so the importance of back office automation with this standard, as they call it, having currently over 40 implementations worldwide and what will be over 60 different implementations worldwide. It highlights the importance of automation. You can imagine what back offices that are not modernized and are not even potentially automated would have dealing with a 20022 environment with that many variations globally.
Yeah, for sure. Just from a technical standpoint on that, you can try to think about having to bolt that onto a side of a system that was written strictly for card.
Yeah.
Trying to adapt the system to 2022. And I'll expand on that even more with security and regulation requirements that are being proposed today. You know, a lot of these systems were written without the threats that we have today in mind. And, you know, they're often piecemeal. It's not a surprise to us to come into a new client and see them have 5, 6, 7 different systems that are siloed out there doing different functions of the back office, all with unique names. You know, trying to get those consolidated is always a challenge for them.
I understand another major catalyst for back office modernization is the need to support real-time payments. Albert, can you explain what real-time payments are and why they require a modern back office infrastructure?
Well, the long and short of it is that instant payments also means instant fraud. And with an instant payment settling in 20 seconds or under, and with those funds being irrevocable, not that you can't litigate it, but with that being irrevocable, you're really going to see an opportunity for fraudsters to up their game and, you know, increase the amount of money that they're able to take from organizations. And just to put a fine point on it, we're going to see this fraud rise at a quite a steep trajectory over the next couple of years. And, you know, we're seeing estimates somewhere around 63% annually to reach over $500 billion by 2027. So again, as we talked about with 20022 and a couple of other subjects in the discussion so far, automation is absolutely imperative. And modernization is imperative to even be able to have a chance to cut into what the fraudsters are doing.
Robert, can you tell us how a modern back office environment can help to mitigate risks and reduce costs?
Sure, I can take that one. So as was just mentioned, real-time payments completed in a matter of seconds and being susceptible to fraud. So a modern back office, you know, can play a big role in helping to mitigate the risk and reduce the cost. So the solutions we're implementing continuously load payment data within seconds of the transaction being processed. And this includes both card-based and account-to-account, the 20022 transactions we were just talking about. So when that data arrives to the back office, we perform the back office processing immediately. And this includes the items I talked about earlier, fee generation, reconciliation, settlement. All happens immediately after we've loaded the transaction, rather than, as we have typically seen in the systems we replace, doing large batch processing at the end of the day. So this improves both the back office efficiency and it reduces risk because it provides you a real-time view of all the transactions that have been processed and real-time settlement positions through the day so you can see what your financial position is. A second area that is key is the high cost of handling disputes. And this is going to, as was mentioned earlier, this is going to continue to be a challenge because of the rapid growth of real-time payments. So a modern back office it has to enable companies to manage disputes more efficiently with a greater degree of automation. They need to provide faster ways to research a transaction, faster and more automated ways to handle chargebacks. So I can give an example of one of our customers, Cuscal, which is a company that we work with in Australia. So in 2018, Australia launched what they called their new payments platform. And our customer faced a lot of challenges in how could they transform their back office to handle disputes of real-time transactions. So we implemented a system that accepts real-time dispute requests and enables them to meet the requirements of the platform and respond in real time.
Thank you very much for that, Mike. It makes sense that a modern payments back office helps mitigate risk and reduce costs. Now let's go back to you, John. Are there any other advantages of a modern payments back office?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's the obvious stuff that we've already kind of touched on a little bit here. But, there's a cost reduction and operational efficiency of just having a consolidated system. If you don't have 7 or 8 different siloed systems to try to maintain or keep working together, there's the obvious efficiencies and reductions there. You know, a competitive advantage, having the flexibility to adapt to industry changes with simple configuration changes rather than expensive software. Risky software changes that gives you a competitive advantage. The biggest one right now, especially in our industry, is probably scalability and ability to handle the increased transaction volumes that we're seeing. And there's always the regulatory compliance and enhanced security that comes with a new system. It's no surprise that the compliance requirements are only going to become more strict, and the ability to adapt to, as Albert mentioned, the increased security threats that are out there. You know, the software needs to be able to adapt to that. There are some not so obvious things that are out there. Mike alluded to the real-time data visibility and be able to make decision points based on that data. You want that repository of your data to be able to be enhanced with your own data. Every business that's out there has proprietary things that they need to capture and they want to make decisions on. So your system needs to be able to adapt to your data needs that you need, not just what every other company has out there. So there's both obvious and non-obvious things there. And it's
The scalability element, John, is one that's really, I'm finding is very important as we are getting more sophisticated with our payments. We're seeing what I like to call strategic coexistence of payment types. And more sophisticated organizations are not saying, look, we're going to use ACH to pay for everything, or we're going to use card pay for, or instant payments for that matter. What they have relatively, I guess I would say, siloed placement for those where they believe those different payment mechanisms apply. And so these automation plays are so important as we are seeing overall payments grow at such a fast rate. New entrants into the payments world, obviously instant payments, but strategic coexistence is extremely important. You just simply can't do it without back office automation.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Now, Concourse, we take a global kind of view of these different transaction sources in our repository, as you mentioned. So we normalize whether it came from an account to account or a card-based transaction. It came from a network. It came from your authorization system. All of that data is in a central repository, and it gives organizations the ability to look into the global view of their transactions, just not the individual silos.
Yeah, critically important.
Yeah.
Sean and Albert. It sounds like that there are many advantages to modernizing the back office, but why are some companies continuing to rely on outdated legacy systems that are not really designed to meet their current needs?
I can answer that one. We conducted a survey a few months ago, and 80% said that modernization of their payment operations was very important. 46% said it's currently a top priority for the organization. Now, for someone who wants to sell modern back office software, that sounds great, but they also identified a number of hurdles, and the top three were the perceived cost, and this is not just the cost of ours or somebody else's software to bring in, but it was also the cost of its integration into the organization, complexity of doing this. Back office systems are large and complex, so it's going to be a significant undertaking. And then third was limited internal resources. People in these organizations, they all have day jobs, which keeps them fully busy. How are they going to take on a new significant project? So we view our job as helping customers overcome these hurdles to implement a modern back office and to meet these challenges and to get a nice return on their investment with us.
Yes, Mike. I understand the BHMI is very active in helping financial service companies modernize their payments back office environments. Where can our listeners learn more about BHMI and its Concourse financial software suite?
Thanks, Rima. I'll answer that one. Folks can learn more about BHMI on our website, www.bhmi.com, or follow us on LinkedIn. Also, feel free to reach out at any time. You know, we're happy to help.
Thank you, John, Mike, and Albert. I've learned so much about the important role of the payments back office from this conversation. That concludes our podcast, and I want to thank my panelists for their valuable insights and their time today. For those who joined us, thanks for listening in, and have a great day.